Here with the news is Karen Creed.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will meet the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the British-Irish Council Summit in Blackpool today. The discussions will focus on the importance of making progress in the negotiations between the UK and the EU on the Northern Ireland Protocol and on the need to restore the Northern Executive. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This will be the first comprehensive meeting between Micheál Martin and Rishi Sunak after they spoke briefly at the COP summit earlier in the week. Right now, the relationship between the Irish and British governments is described as steady and both are united on the key issues and working well together. This evening's discussions will aim to build on that, but much too will hinge on discussions in Brussels and whether or not an agreement can be struck before Christmas to resolve the protocol issue. It is expected that the British Prime Minister will reiterate his commitment to restoring the Northern Ireland Executive, and he is likely to say that he's determined this should happen as quickly as possible. The British-Irish Council was established under the Good Friday Agreement to promote positive relationships, and this is the first time since 2007 that a British Prime Minister has attended a Council summit. The Taoiseach will also meet members of the Irish community in the north of England over the next 2 days, along with the Mayor of Liverpool City and the Manchester Greater Authority Mayor.
The Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris has said he hopes his decision to delay a Stormont Assembly election until the new year will allow for time and space to try resolve the protocol issue. Speaking on Sky News this morning, Mr. Heaton-Harris said an election would take place in the first 3 months of next year, but the delay in holding one was an opportunity for all sides to fully engage on reaching a solution.
I've been talking to all the political parties, I've been talking to businesses, to community groups, to ordinary folk on the streets, and no one wanted an election. And I've now done something that creates the time and space for conversations to take place so the executive hopefully can reform, and for conversations to take place between, as I say, the UK government and the European Commission to try and solve one of the biggest obstacles to that.
US President Joe Biden has described Tuesday's midterm elections as a good day for democracy and that voters had spoken clearly about their concerns. Republicans are expected to take control of the House of Representatives, but the president said a giant red wave did not happen as had been predicted. Speaking at a news conference, Mr. Biden said he believed that the American electorate had engaged on the issues that mattered to them.
Voters spoke clearly about their concerns. About raising costs, the rising costs that they're in, and the need to get inflation down. There's still a lot of people hurting. They're very concerned. And it's about crime and public safety. And they sent a clear and unmistakable message that they want to preserve our democracy and protect the right to choose in this country.
The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said Ukraine is moving very carefully following Russia's announcement that it's withdrawing troops from the occupied southern city of Kherson. In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky called for Ukrainians to be cautious. The commander of Russia's forces in Ukraine described the decision as difficult. The departure from Kherson City, announced by Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu, comes just weeks after President Vladimir Putin said Russia was annexing Kherson and three other Ukrainian regions. The representative body for the tourism sector here has warned that if the level of tourist accommodation being used to house Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers does not fall, it will have an enormous knock-on effect for the sector next year. The Irish Tourism Industry Confederation claims this issue, coupled with soaring cost inflation and the energy crisis, could threaten the recovery in the industry. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
Latest data from the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation shows that in October, the industry performed strongly with nearly 900,000 international visitors coming to Ireland, down just 7% on the same month in 2019. But the sector is growing increasingly concerned that its recovery could be at risk from a number of challenges, including soaring cost inflation, the energy crisis, and the impact of government contracts with tourism accommodation suppliers. Nearly 60,000 people fleeing the war in Ukraine or who had arrived here seeking seeking international protection are now being accommodated by the government. One in every four of them is housed in tourist accommodation, such as hotels or guest houses, and that number is rising. The Confederation warns that if the situation continues, it will have an enormous knock-on effect for the tourism economy and regional employment next year. It says while hotels and guest houses are part of the solution to accommodate refugees, they cannot be the only one and can't be asked to be the primary accommodation provider to their own detriment.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Mild and windy today with a good deal of cloud. There will be dry spells and just patchy rain or drizzle. However, more persistent rain will develop in western and northwestern counties in the evening. Staying mild today with highest temperatures of 14 to 17 degrees. And there is a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force or strong gale force at times today on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.